The June 2025 Seven Sisters Apostolate Communique. A Seven Sister, One Holy Hour, One Priest, Each Week, One Heart of Prayer. The image is of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Artist Unknown. The emphasized box, Seven Sisters Apostolate Universal Recommitment Prayer Gatherings, on or near the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, Friday, June 27th this year. Anchoresses, please contact all members of your group to review your plans. Commitment prayer in English and Spanish is on the website under the prayer tab. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ. As those words, Habemus Papam, sweetly linger to sustain our trust in the promised provision of our Lord. Oh my, so very many seven sisters swiftly and generously expressed a desire to pray for Pope Leo XIV through the apostolate. Nine groups devotedly offered holy hours for Pope Francis. Let us see what the Lord will arrange for our new Holy Father. Please register the groups. May God's will bring intercessors for him from all around the globe. As a type of warm-up, there is beautiful initiative to collectively offer 1 million holy hours as a spiritual bouquet for our new pontiff to be presented on the Feast of the Assumption, the 15th of August. The website, https://www.starsofpeace.org/pope-leo. Heavenly June has arrived. Our Lord has mystically linked us to His Sacred Heart, for which the month of June is wholly dedicated. Our beginnings are marked on June of 2011 with seven groups praying for seven pastors in seven parishes. While groups may begin any day, our eventual universal recommitments to the prayer offerings in this month devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus fortifies and links us. We unite in pledge and in prayer. Recently, in the Office of Readings, the fourth week of Easter Thursday, a portion of St. Augustine's treatise on John was featured. It carries a message central to the apostolate. In the selection, St. Augustine unfolds this scripture, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another." He challenges the term new, asserting the old law holds the same commandment. His musings, however, escort the reader to the truth that the love Christ commands is distinguished by his own descriptor, "to love as I have loved you." St. Augustine underscores that this new kind of love renews us and those we love. We become heirs of the new covenant and singers of the new song. Through offering this love of Christ and as Christ, we become united as family to God and to one another. St. Augustine delights at such an extravagant gift from the Lord, that in loving us we are enabled to love each other with such heights of love. As I have loved you, you also must love one another. Seven sisters seem to readily and courageously embrace this summons and respond humbly and generously to return this type of love to love himself. This is the love that the Sacred Heart reveals. This is the love that is accessible to each of us. This is the mystical link we hold. Our Lord is offering the purity of His love to be our love, for Him and for others. We indeed love because He first loved us. 1 John 4, verse 19. Desiring to love as Christ loves enables seven sisters to trust that there is help, to keep fidelity to the hours we have promised, to guide us in how to pray, to surrender the merit of our offerings completely to our Lord, to confidently come against distractions in prayer, to grow in a rightly ordered love for the recipients of our prayers. In so doing, and in imitation, our love iconically bursts from our core. We cannot contain it. Priests and bishops witness this in us. Our families benefit. We desire to love with a lavishing of His love. We take our rest in His generous heart and are guided and renewed all at once. Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque between 1673 and 1675. Among the words spoken to her, she heard Jesus make 12 promises, approved and cited by the Church, to those who would respond to the pleading of His Sacred Heart and make an effort to return His love. Among them, Jesus promises that lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection, and I will give priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. An esteemed subject for artists, Sacred Heart images are diverse. At their core, they speak of this love that St. Augustine describes and that Jesus describes to St. Margaret Mary. This is the love that seven sisters are called to. This is the love that is set to bolster our relationships with those for whom we pray and those whom we pray alongside. Every June communique, a distinct Sacred Heart image or selected detail serves to help us more deeply understand this full heart of love so freely offered and brought close within our very grasp. In this issue's rendering, the placement of rays to the wounds of Christ allows us to readily comprehend, through a love that sacrifices in actions of prayer and service to our shepherds. As conduits of Christ's love, we bear the seeds for the fruit of unity. How full is the new Holy Father's heart regarding unity? At his inaugural Mass on the 18th of May, 2025, Pope Leo seemed to affirm what resides in the Eucharistic hearts of seven sisters. Quote, "We want to say to the world, with humility and joy, look at Christ. Come closer to Him. Welcome His word that enlightens and consoles. Listen to His offer of love and become His one family. In the one Christ, we are one." Unquote. And in that same homily, something more, quote, "Brothers and sisters, this is the hour for love." Unquote. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest. Eternal gratitude continues as you each offer a daily We Hail Mary for me. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble. St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your emails, notes, and calls always arrive to my heart door at just the right moment. Financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Your letters of testimony are beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through them? Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Her phone, 651-283-0929. Her address, 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Her email address, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. And another emphasized box. Remember our priests and bishops as they celebrate their anniversaries of ordination. And also remember our spiritual fathers on Father's Day, the 15th of June. Seven sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in May to cover more priests in daily prayer. Additional groups in Canada, Vancouver, Kenya, Africa, Portugal, Washington, D.C., and these USA states. Alabama, California, Connecticut, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Texas, Wisconsin, and Virginia. Recent and ahead on the calendar, May through October, the Champion Shrines Shepherd Project, a season of prayer for each and every bishop in the United States. One daily prayer provided. To sign up, go to www.championship.org/shepherd-project. Gratitude to Bev and Kristen in the Bismarck Diocese, North Dakota, for hosting a day of reflection on the 10th of May. Gratitude to Carrie in the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota, for hosting Reflection and Renewal on the 17th of May. Gratitude to Holly and her team in the Diocese of Seattle, Washington, for hosting the 4th Annual Diocesan Retreat, the 31st of May. Gratitude to Tammy and her team in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, Indiana, for hosting an annual retreat on the 31st of May. Saturday, the 7th of June, Morning of Reflection with Rosary, Mass, Talks, Fellowship, Relics for Veneration, Lunch at St. Aloysius in Olivia, Minnesota, in the New Ulm Diocese, from 9 till noon. Invited to wear blue and may bring flowers to honor Mary. Jeanette to offer reflection. Donation-supported event. Contact Jen, her email address, sevensistersnewulm@gmail.com. On Wednesday, the 11th of June, Commitment Day Retreat with Most Reverend Brendan Cahill, St. Mary's in Victoria, Texas, begins at 11 a.m. Adoration, talks, Holy Mass, potluck. Ask Conchita, her email address, sevensistersvictoria@gmail.com. Saturday, the 14th of June, Seven Sisters Gathering and Reflection, Diocese of Birmingham, Alabama, St. Teresa of the Child Jesus in Leeds, Alabama, from 9 to 1:30 p.m., Holy Mass, Talks, Lunch, Fellowship, Q&A. Jeanette will offer a reflection. $15. Contact Kathy, her email address, sevensistersbirminghamal@gmail.com. On Saturday, the 21st of June, Galveston, Houston, 2025 Recommitment Retreat, Cathedral of Our Lady of Walsingham, includes Mass, breakfast, adoration, confession, lunch, and fellowship. Jeanette to offer reflection. The topic, the privilege of praying for priests. $33. Contact, email address, GalvezHouston7Sisters@gmail.com. Sign up using the Sign Up Genius link within the June communique. Saturday, the 21st of June, the annual Seven Sisters Retreat at Mount Angel Abbey in St. Benedict, Oregon, 8 to 2:30. Talks by Abbot Jeremy Driscoll and Father Michael Niemczak. Includes adoration, confession, rosary, fellowship, prayer with the monks. Contact Jennifer, her email address, sevensistersportland@gmail.com. Link to quality apostolate t-shirts, short and long-sleeved and hoodies. Eye-catching monstrance design. The website, www.bonfire.com/7-sisters-apostolate, or you can email sevensistersseattle@gmail.com. Matters of the Heart. From Mary in Minnesota, I love this ministry and any all time that I spend in the Adoration Chapel. I honestly would not have thought to pray for priests so diligently had I not joined. It was pretty casual prayers for the burdens they carry, and for the most part alone. from Lori in Maryland. I met such a kind woman at a retreat. She talked about the apostolate and beautiful commitment of praying for priests. I have prayed about this several times in adoration and feel called to be an anchoress. As a disabled woman, it can allow me to lead in such a profound way. From Alexandria in California, I am a deacon's wife. My husband and I care and attend to visiting priests that stay at our parish rectory. I was inspired to look into the apostolate. It stirred my heart, and I felt a strong calling. My eyes, ears, and heart saw the need by realizing that our priests are in need of great prayer. I asked the Holy Spirit to help form this beautiful group and had 7 women plus 2 more answer the call. From Lori in Washington, D.C., I have had it on my heart to pray for priests. When I was invited by a friend, I considered it a privilege to be part of such a group. When an anchoress was needed for the group, I prayerfully considered it, and it seemed very clear that this is something the Lord has been inviting me to. From Mary in Maryland, I am grateful and blessed to pray for our priests who selflessly give so much. The least we can do is to offer them our prayers in a very intentional way through this ministry. And from Marjorie in Indiana, have been a Seven Sister since 2019. I so believe in this apostolate and am grateful. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com and click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner Seven Sister Jean M. offers a 7th pendant free, the least expensive of the 7, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14 karat gold with or without a diamond. A portion of the sales go to the Apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis, no names known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy. Email elijahshelpers@gmail.com. or her cell, 612-756-1107. She will help. Also, we have the Pro Pace, Latin for Peace groups. In November 2024, an opportunity opened to pray for the souls of priests in purgatory. Groups of 7 are to band together. The commitment for each intercessor will be to attend Holy Mass on one's unique day each week and offer one's personal Mass intentions and personal communion for the souls of priests in purgatory. Anchoress, the registration forms are on the website. And the Appreciated and Loved Quilt Project, a double cloaking for retired priests, 7 Sisters' Prayer and a Quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsby7sisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a 7 sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline Booklets, available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure, effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website, click on About folder, and scroll to bottom, choose In Remembrance, follow the prompts, or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org, and please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/sevensistersapostolate, and in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062081. God bless you.